This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is going ahead with its hearing Thursday about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report about his investigation of Russian election interference. But unless there's a last-minute change, Attorney General William Barr will not be appearing to testify. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is Jerry Nadler.
We may issue a subpoena, but our first priority is to get the unredacted Mueller report. And by the way, we're looking to get Mueller before the committee on May 15th,
which is another priority.
Nadler said the committee will take whatever action it has to take if Barr skips the hearing. Barr appeared before Congress Wednesday defending his handling of the Robert Mueller report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Mueller wrote that he had found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election, but that he could not reach a conclusion about whether Trump had obstructed justice. With Mueller not reaching a decision on the obstruction question, Barr said he concluded no criminal charges against Trump were warranted. Democrats accused Barr of grossly understating evidence of Trump's misconduct in the summary in an effort to justify his controversial decision to exonerate the president of obstruction of justice during the investigation. WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange has a court hearing Thursday in London over his U.S. extradition requests on charges of conspiring to break into a Pentagon computer system. Britain will decide whether to extradite Assange to the U.S. in response to allegations that he conspired with a former U.S. intelligence analyst to download classified database information. On Wednesday, Assange was sentenced to 50 weeks in jail in London for breaching bail conditions. He entered the Ecuadorian embassy 7 years ago. This is VOA News. A top Cuban diplomat said his country has no troops in Venezuela. Carlos Fernandez de Cosio told the Associated Press Wednesday that the U.S. is falsely accusing Cuba of having more than 20,000 troops and intelligence agents in Venezuela.
There are no military personnel of Cuba in the United States, no troops, nor do we participate in any military or in security operation as is constantly alleged.
Cuba and Venezuela have an extraordinarily tight alliance over the last two decades, that relationship centering on Venezuela sending billions of U.S. dollars worth of oil in exchange for Cuba dispatching tens of thousands of medical workers and other civilian government workers. The Trump administration has nonetheless repeatedly insisted that there are more than 20,000 Cuban security operatives in Venezuela, tasked with directly supporting the President Nicolas Maduro's embattled government. The United States is tightening its economic sanctions on Iran by ending a set of waivers Thursday that have allowed some of the country's largest oil buyers to continue their purchases. The U.S. State Department called the more fulfillment of the Trump administration's promise to get Iran's oil exports to zero and deny the regime the revenue it needs to fund terrorism and violent wars abroad. Turkey and China have attacked the U.S. action, but it is not clear whether they will continue to buy Iranian oil. President Trump said violence and extremism against people of all faiths must end and that all civilized nations must join together in this effort.
Tonight we break bread together, united by our love of God, and we renew our resolve to protect the sacred freedom of religion.
Trump spoke Wednesday evening to faith leaders at the White House dinner in honor of the National Day of Prayer, an event which takes place today, Thursday. Israel is observing one of its most solemn days of the year, Holocaust Remembrance Day, with the president warning the government not to get too cozy with some Europeans. The prime minister has hosted leaders from Hungary, Lithuania, and Poland, all of whom visited Israel's Holocaust Museum, but whose right-wing governments have been accused of downplaying their country's roles in the mass murder of Jews during World War II. The Holocaust Remembrance Day ends at sundown on Thursday and is highlighted by 2 minutes of silence when Israelis stop whatever they're doing to stand in silent reflection. And police in Paris fired tear gas on thousands of demonstrators, including some who caused violence at May Day protests in France in years past. The first May Day, also known as International Workers' Day, an event popularized by the international labor movement. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.